Pub. Grab a seat and have a drink or two with your hosts, DC and the Dude. And while you're at it, try them around.
Swear to God, sometimes working with you is like trying to train a retarded monkey. Alright, I think we're good, Mikey. You in here? You good?
Yay!
Hey, yeah, guys.
Good. We look good.
Alright, are we just going to roll with this? Let's just roll with this.
I think it's
keep
good.
Keep it rolling. Alright. Hey, guys. Happy weekend to you.
Hey, how about you, buddy? What are you doing over
here? I'm drinking some Guinness. What you guys drinking? It gets worse after that.
I have a worse for last. Miller Genuine Draft Cold Filtered Lager.
I have the Busch Light Gatorade beer, if you will. I'm trying to rehydrate.
I used to call those my cookie beers because I could just eat like a shitload of them. You know, drink. You don't eat beer, dumbass.
Some cookies you can't eat a lot of, though, man. Like, it's a Neiman Marcus cookie. Those things fill you up.
Dude. Yeah, or thin. No, if you get a thing of Thin Mints, though, you can eat that whole damn box. Just like you can drink a whole case of the Beast, or Busch Light, or whatever water beer happens to be your choice. I don't know about you guys, but my bracket's fucked this weekend. You guys do brackets?
Yeah, whatever.
I know State got freaking shellacked yesterday. Yeah. You guys happen to see that atrocity?
It was like
called the basketball game.
71.
It was horrible. So at halftime, it's like they're down by 30, you know, and we all rocked over there. We're watching the game at my buddy Dustin's house, and then by halftime, you know, if the game gets that bad. And plus, you're drinking, you know, it's late in the evening. You're not even paying attention. And then my buddy Nick keeps looking over. Hey, guys, they're coming back. They're coming back. He's like, everyone, look at the TV. They made a 16-0 run. I'm like, yeah, but they're still down 18. It was horrible.
I'm just surprised East Lansing isn't still burning.
Yeah, did
they
do any riots?
Burn at all,
you see, that's
actually
it's probably better that the game was a blowout at halftime. So everyone just kind of went home and was like, oh, fuck this, goddammit.
Stop drinking at 10 instead of 11 or 12 and burn.
It's nice that East Lansing's kind of reformed its old ways.
Well, because it's a police state now.
Stepchild.
I don't know if they so much reformed as they've been repressed.
Yeah,
it's a police state. They hunt you. You can walk out of a bar. Get in your car and they'll be on you like that. They literally walk you coming out of, watch you coming out of bars. It's pretty bad.
It sucks though because the people that are there to, you know, enforce the law are like your age or under, and they're not, you know, they're meant to be intimidating, but they're like, you know, it's we got the cops called on us at a party, and the people that came out were just like, I thought they were meter maids. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You're like,
you
don't
have five
things
to pay
retirement.
This fine.
How come you're busting a house party in this upper class
we're
neighborhood?
We're gonna have to keep you guys, keep it down.
Yeah,
I'm like, shut up, old man.
Oh, whatever. My neighbors called the cops. I guess the music was too loud.
Oh, it's your old place. Yeah,
I mean, come on, man. You gotta have a little decency. Just call.
Yeah, yeah.
Call
like,
me
go
up.
go knock on your door or something.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, they're pricks.
Whatever.
Yeah, freaking East Lansing. Ever since the riots of yore. They've gone Gestapo.
Yeah.
It's like the pendulum has swung the other way.
Yeah.
Man,
it's
man,
not,
nice.
Not a good thing.
I can't stop smelling this mic cable.
Yeah.
It's like new rubber smell.
If people didn't notice, we're not cutting out every third word like we were last week because the dude over here went and dropped a couple of bills on some new cables, so well, they smell good.
Yeah,
I got a new cable
too. That's my contribution because apparently
Ooh,
I haven't been pulling
away. Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about. You know, this is kind of a funny story, and I hate to take away. Right, I got to welcome everybody first to the Pub Show. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 4.
Ooh. Episode 4.
Mike has been part of it with two Metal Mike. You're at a 50% over here. I think we're gonna have to change the name of the show. It's gonna be the Pub Show with Metal Mike. The dude in DC over here.
Trilogy is now complete.
I just got bored playing Smash Brothers Brawl, and I was like, can I come be part of your show? I didn't give him $50 to let me be on it this week. So.
Yeah.
It's the only way we're making money because you bastards aren't buying any beer pong tables, fuckers.
Oh, no, seriously. If you guys throw down a beer pong table, we'll maybe have a fifth show, but who knows?
Enough of that going to Home Depot and getting a $5 slab of plywood. No, buy one off Google, damn it.
Or pulling your doors off the hinges
to
pay a little Beirut.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. The story I got to tell you guys about the smells is I used to have this fake vomit when I was a kid.
Awesome.
And it was like, it's one of those things, and I don't know if you've ever experienced this before, but like, you have to smell it. So you like smell it, and it's like, oh my God, like it's the most, it smells, doesn't smell like puke, but it smells enough to like make you kind of like, oh, that's nasty.
Yeah.
but you could, I couldn't stop smelling it. So like, I'd look at it and I'm like, I bet that smells like puke. And I'd smell it again, and I'd be like, oh, every time. It was like a new, I don't know, man. I don't know why it was so.
You're one sick fuck, Vink.
I don't know what was so intriguing about it, but I had to keep smelling, so.
Right on. Well,
that's
right
what
on.
I'm doing with this right
Mike
now.
Cables, fake vomit, it's all the same.
Yeah, everything with smells.
Yeah.
You know what also smells good? Beer.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the malted hops.
Yep.
Yes, the malted hops. So I've been thinking lately, dudes. Yeah. There are certain animals that it's okay to have them endangered, like sharks and alligators and bears. You know, because
okay.
I've been. Yeah, no, seriously, because I've been. You know, every it seems like all the time right now on Animal Planet and Discovery Channel, shark attack. They're having these shark attack shows, and I can't help but think to myself, why aren't we shooting these motherfuckers? Why don't we just need to
what
have...
What'd they ever do to you? Have you been attacked by a shark?
No, and I don't want to be.
That's true,
and I
too.
Want, I like...
A little preventative maintenance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The shark situation.
And everyone's like, oh, no, they're such beautiful animals. He was just a... No, they're a mindless eating machine that mistakes you for a seal. Is it really such a bad to like, have them as an endangered species? And if some certain subspecies of shark happen to disappear from the earth, oh, damn!
Yeah.
Oh, shit, guys. Hold on. This is horrible. We lost the sharks. We lost them. They're gone. Oh, damn.
I think you're basically signing a contract when you go into an ocean, though. There's all a bunch of other crazy shit in there that,
well,
you know,
guess what? As the dominant species, we need to do our due diligence and get rid of their man-eating ass.
Yeah, we're not dominant.
That's because we're being a bunch of pussies about it.
We think we're dominant, just like everything else.
Oh, my God. See, this is the attitude I'm having to deal with on a daily basis. People got to get on board.
It is
tough. There's plenty of fish.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. It'd be nice to not have to deal with some of these animals. But
and
then,
we,
you know,
we
take out sharks, and then they stop eating the dolphins, and the dolphins stop
You know who eats dolphins? Whales. Killer whales. Ugh. And if you know what? There's
a killer
more.
Whale never killed anybody except for a shrimp, man.
Killer whales are awesome. Really. Killer whales are actually like ninjas of the sea.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's
different
crazy
different
for
pods.
Like a 40-ton animal.
Different pods have.
I'd like to see a 40-ton ninja.
Different pods have different fighting. Not fighting, but hunting techniques. Like, they research them. You know, these marine biologists. You watch on Discovery Channel?
Yeah.
There are certain ones that have certain hunting techniques.
Yeah.
Only a few can do, like, the go up on the beach and whip the seal around on the... You know what the thing is? Like, yeah, sharks eat seals. You know what? Seals eat penguins.
You
want to save a penguin? Club a seal.
Yeah. You
gotta, don't get
you
on
gotta
the
think,
guys.
Though.
The harp seal guys, all they're doing is looking out for the penguins.
You got to think, though. I mean, a whale can't swim that fast. Like... The stuff that it eats has to swim faster than it does.
Yeah.
At least the middle-sized animals or whatever. So it probably
what
has
whales
to have
are
some
we talking
pretty
about?
Good, just any whale. I mean, they're a huge animal. I guess they can move a lot of water with their tail, but like I don't see a shark like or a whale swimming very fast to catch its prey. Like
killer sharks eat whales. I mean,
killer
God damn it.
Sharks.
Killer whales eat sharks, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a few of them do. There's like I was watching Discovery Channel. There was one. It's actually developed a taste for a shark liver.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know about that.
Shark liver.
Yeah, so
what else should
we're fine.
I mean, so
we're
got,
fine.
We
so get rid of the sharks, the whales to pick up the slack.
Yeah.
Anything beyond that, we can just send some more fish to Africa or something as a goodwill you know, mission.
Well, we got the aquatic life, you know, executed. What other animals do you think?
Rattlesnakes.
Don't need to be rattlesnakes?
Yeah,
no.
They're
serve?
Delicious.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're so good. Rattlesnake is probably
are you serious?
One of my favorite things to eat.
What? Where did you eat rattlesnake,
what the fuck?
Dude?
There used to be this, like, farm down in Chelsea, and, like, they had emu and elk and reindeer and all this crazy crap that you could eat.
Yeah.
And they had, like, rattlesnake... cakes like a crab cake, so you know it was a bunch of other stuff, but it was really good. It was really tender. So I'd rather not get rid of them, so I can eat them. So if you kill them and give them to me,
how about
I
this?
Can eat them.
How about this?
Then
you kill them off in the wild, and you can farm them.
Man, it's just some food. I mean, people do that stuff on like not Survivor or whatever. I guess they do it on Survivor, but like you know Fear Factor or whatever. People do the craziest stuff. But I have like a newfound
like the
respect
Rocky
for
Mountain
you.
Oysters.
Yeah, hang out with this dude that eats rattlesnakes and shit.
It's not like
he's
I went
pretty badass
flipping over rocks in the woods and like punching him with my fist and shit and eating them. It's
come here,
like,
venomous animal.
Eating them raw. Crocodile.
I'm absorb
Mike.
Your essence.
Just punching it in the face. No, heck no, dude. I don't want to get poisoned.
Yeah.
Snakes. Rattlesnakes.
And
delicious.
Bears.
That's all I'm
there should
saying.
Be a
what
lot of bears.
Like? I couldn't even imagine. Like
it's been like 6 years since I've had
it. But
so.
I mean, anything
so like
that
really
doesn't taste
good
like
chicken?
Beef tastes like chicken is what
yeah.
I feel like.
But it's not like it doesn't taste like anything. It tastes like rattlesnake.
Tastes like rattlesnake.
I've had escargot, the snail. That's really rubbery and disgusting.
Yeah, that's not delicious.
No.
Sorry to...
What should we kill? And this is why one more reason to go to Japan, why Japan is cool. They have whale steak. They still practice the art of whaling.
Yeah, a lot of people are pissed about that, too.
Yeah, I say go
to
Japan.
With Japan?
Yeah.
Man, like they have bukkake and all that bullshit, dude. You can't regulate the Japanese, man. They do what they want.
Like, God damn.
I mean, they're pioneers in everything.
All right, well, if we're going to talk about all kinds of weird, crazy Japanese crap.
They have been producing 78% of the world's weird shit since 1992.
Yeah. Pretty much.
There's you go on a certain website, RepTube, and you look at the videos, and the Japanese porn is weird as shit because, no, you can watch them, like, do their stuff, but they blur out the goods.
It's all blurred out.
You're like, what the hell, man? You want to watch the goods, and you can't.
That's the whole point. The goods are the movie.
I mean, you get the boobs, but you don't get any of the penetration.
The other stuff.
No twig and berries.
No wedding tackle.
No.
Well, you're like, well, that's a big blurred blob of whatever, and then you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
They're just messed up. Not the people, but it's...
Well, it's just a whole different culture. All the cultures are different like that. I mean, not so extreme sometimes, but like this is one thing we should have talked about, but it's hard to describe some of this stuff on, you know, via audio.
Yeah.
I found this website about different, like 10 different delicacies of other cultures that you have to try before you die. And it's like, you know, like cow brains and
I think you sent that to me.
Yeah, and that stuff is like, it's supposed to be amazing. Freaking,
some of it's weird as fuck.
Boiled bat, like that. You know, it seems ridiculous. Like, but it's Korea, they're like cow and drink cow milk, and
they ferment their beer with dead mice in it. I'm not about that.
Yep,
I don't care. I'm open minded as the next dude, but I'm not about that. Dead animals in my beverage.
We can get a little philosophical pub. I mean. We're opening our minds with alcohol. But do you think it's because we're being closed-minded because that's what we grew up like with? It's not part
if
of our culture
because
it's really disgusting. I mean,
yeah, it's not a habit.
What is disgusting?
Well,
you know what
I don't know.
If you eat different things growing up, you'll be more open to eat it. I mean, what we only eat chicken, turkey, beef, and like 7, 8, 20 kinds of fish or whatever.
Yeah,
and then we only harvest 7 different kinds of grain, and that's it. That's all we eat.
Yeah.
At least as the United States society. So who are we to say that dandelions aren't delicious?
Right.
Yeah, interesting point. Actually, I went home the other weekend to the parental's house, and my dad had cut down his coffee intake and was drinking dandelion brew.
Mm.
Yeah, freaking disgusting.
Can you make dandelion wine?
Yeah, you can do all kinds of crazy junk with that, I guess. I don't know. I just asked him if he was going to drive a VW van and get bongos pretty soon. What the hell? Freaking dandelion brew.
Rip on the hippies.
Oh, you damn hippies.
I went to Canada for a trip once, and it was like a whole group of us, and we stayed at somebody's house, and they had, like, they grew all their own food and stuff. And they had we had salad with like dandelions and like other types of like edible flowers and stuff.
Yep.
I gotta say it was the nastiest salad I've ever ate. But apparently it's nutritious when you're broke or don't want to spend money or whatever.
Yeah,
which is good, you know. In these times, man, if you have a job, you are one lucky SOB.
It's fucking A, man.
True.
It's you know, it's excellent that we have the ability to even do this. You know, it's you know, it sucks to think of us having that kind of a rough up economic time, but. Yeah. Again, if you're in need of a beer pong table, I'm going to try and put some more information on the site away from the beer, because that's not why we're here, really. I mean, it's the pub
Speak
show.
For yourself.
We're not here just for the beer.
I'm here
At
for
least
the free beer.
I'm not. But,
free beer?
You know,
I didn't buy mine.
What do you do when you go to the pub? Of course, the common denominator is beer or some sort of alcoholic beverage, but you're there to talk with your friends, chat about the world's problems or your own problems. You know, you got lady friend problems. Come and give us a call. Talk to us.
We're going to start a helpline pretty soon. It's going to go directly to Dane's cell phone.
Excellent.
He's going to go all Dr.
Start
Phil
answering
on you.
It between three
what
and
you got to do is settle down and be a better person. You got to quit eating 50 cheeseburgers a day. Gee, thanks, Phil. Thanks for the insight, you fuck. I hate Dr. Phil.
But if you guys do want, you know, definitely send us an email about what you got. Post it up in the shout box. Add us on MySpace. Dude, figure it out. If you're listening to us, you probably know how to do it. If not,
yeah, probably one of our five friends, too.
Disc. Maybe somebody made you a mixtape.
What?
Did you have a question? I thought you raised your hand.
Well, it's actually more of a statement. I will be abroad studying one, at least. Yeah.
He's abroad.
I will be in England, in Ireland, in Scotland, and probably several other European Union states.
World travel
in the summer, so we can do like a remote. And while I'm enjoying my Guinness freshly brewed in my
you
Newcastle freshly
bastard
brewed, thinking the of rubbing you guys drinking your piss water and excellent your Gatorade of beers here.
Screw you, I buy imports.
Well, I'll be drinking what you're drinking, but holy it'll pressure. It'll oh, not man have sailed across the ocean and been all nastified.
You
so
well, that's cool. The remote recording sounds good, man. It's what'd you say? It's a 5-hour time difference, though.
Yeah. So
we'll have to figure that part out, anyways, and go.
You can just do.
I just won't sleep. It's cool. It's only school.
Can you email it to us
ahead of time?
Yeah, it's plus 5 hours from us.
Nice.
So it'll be.
We'll miss you, Metal Mike.
Whatever. We could be hitting you up. You know, you'd be having a pint at 3 in the afternoon, and it'll be 8 o'clock here or whatever.
And you guys will still be in bed, nice. So it'll be good.
Yay!
No.
Well, hopefully Metal Mike will...
I'm retarded. I don't know.
Yeah, like 3 p.m. minus 5 is 10.
Oh, you
whatever
said, I thought you said it's ahead, so I was thinking it would be...
Like, if it's 3 there, it'd be 10 here.
Right.
Or we could use better numbers like 10 and 5. If it's 10 p.m. there, it'll be 5 here.
Right.
5 p.m., not 5
it's
a.m.
always a good idea to use better numbers.
Better numbers. Right.
Well,
nice
that's good
round
for me
numbers.
Well, we'll be having happy hour, and you'll be...
closing it down.
I'll be
10
having,
p.m.
I'll be having happy hour for the last 12 hours.
Awesome. Well, that's cool, man.
Some Metal Mike action in Sweden, too.
Woo! That'll be very cool. You're going to check out some music.
Swedish girls.
Some angry Swedish metal. They're crazy.
Swedish girls.
Nice segue. Speaking of angry metal, I wanted to plug my boys over at the Carpal Tunnel area. They don't have Carpal Tunnel Syndrome, but they might as well the way they play these guitars, man. They provided the background music for this next plug we got for ourselves. Yeah, we plug ourselves. But Carpal Tunnel is excellent. I used to play with them back in the day. They've reformed and have some cool new members now, Mike and Richard, along with Matt and Stan, all phenomenal musicians. I don't know if you can call a singer a musician, but he has an instrument.
You can, and you will.
Your Vox exactly. Box.
Your Vox Box is the instrument. So anyways, thank you guys for the use of your audio clip. They're playing April 5th at Odie's. That's this week, so... If you guys are listening to this, check them out.
Do it.
They start at 9 p.m.
Do it.
Playing with a couple other bands do that I don't really know who they are, and I don't really care. So,
yeah.
I'm thanks. Not in the band, though. Just that's not that Metal Mike is not this Metal Mike.
No, so. It's a different mic.
Different.
So thanks for listening to the pub, and check out these words from our sponsors.
Hey, Beavis. Remember that time we partied with
Pub Shell guys?
Yeah. I took a dump on their bus.
No, dumbass, that was Anthrax. I'm talking about...
Oh, the Pub Shell guy.
Yeah. That was Fly. We were yelling.
Yeah.
Listen to the Pub Show with DC and the Dude, because you know you're not doing anything better.
Oh, the shit sounds hot. Let's party with her. Took a dump on her bus.
You're a man, and you're hungry. Not just hungry, got dinner hungry. We're talking jumping the fence at the border and chasing after an illegal detainee to take a bite out of his live flesh hungry. How you gonna feed that hunger? We give you the Pig Paradise Burger from Bloody's. What's the Pig Paradise? We start with the deep fried whole pig. Slap it into a normal sized bun and let 1600 ounces drizzle out onto the plate. My sweet oink meat mercy. The Pig Paradise, only at Bloody's.
Bloody's.
Napkins are for losers.
Do
please, I gotta take a leak so bad I can taste it.
Damn it, guys, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Oh, we lost Metal Mike.
what did you do the whole time during the break, man? We're over here.
It was such a long break, too.
Handling business.
It took forever.
Sorry, I don't want to tell you about what I did on break, but it was good. It's called the French underhand grip. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to go do that right now.
People are better be so glad you missed restroom. That visual. Oh, my Excellent. God. Did not need the visual.
So, thank you again for the use of your music, Carpal Tunnel and the Boys.
Like to thank Handlebar Productions for their addition.
Yeah, buddy.
Their contributions.
Kind of makes me hungry. I want to go and get a Pig Paradise burger right now.
Go to Bloody'sh. Oh, yeah.
Sweet oink meat mercy. I'm ready for another show over here. What do we got going on?
It's a freaking shark meat. I'm just
shark
saying,
meat?
I'm telling you. We are the dominant species, and we got to cut out this, I'm sorry for being born shit.
Yeah.
It's called survival of the fittest. We're the freaking fittest. Yeah. Anyway, he weaseled out of it, that freaking little freak, that Michael Jackson guy.
Oh, yeah, Michael Jackson. What was the backstory? The Neverland Ranch?
Yeah, well, you know, ever since, you know, he's had these huge lawsuits because all that, you know, that his... All that shit came down on him because he's molesting little boys.
Right. Allegedly.
Oh, whatever. Man, whatever.
I know he was cleared both two or three
Whatever.
Times.
Whatever. Yeah, so clear that he had to spend all his money on lawyers and settle.
Yeah, put out a disclaimer.
Don't touch me.
I don't.
Michael,
man, Michael Jackson and OJ are on the same page. I don't think they did it. I don't know for sure, but I'm holding out for him, man.
If the glove doesn't fit,
exactly.
You must acquit.
Oh, you know what? If there's a hell, Johnny Cochran is rotting in it right now.
Oh, no, don't you watch Carlos Mencia?
Michael Jackson is an odd duck. I'm not going to
lie. Odd duck is putting it lightly. He's a little fruit bag. Yes, anyway.
So what happened? So
his little amusement park that he has over there, Neverland Ranch, well, he weaseled out of it, found some investors, somehow came up with some money, but the IRS was after him. He owed a bunch of back taxes, and all his shit was all going to be auctioned off. And we got a hold of the auction list.
Oh, yeah,
a sampling of it.
So what are they auctioning off over there
first
to
item,
make some money for...
First item to be auctioned off to pay off Michael Jackson's tax bill from Neverland Ranch. One slightly stained teddy bear collection.
Ooh, is that the model with the hidden trap door in the back?
I think it is.
Why do you got to talk about the back door bear? Bareback riding.
Paddington back door bear.
Oh,
no.
With a little, the rain slicker.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Man.
And apparently the dude has a raging cold all the time because it's 5 crates of NyQuil.
Oh, Raj.
No, NyQuil is great to go to sleep on. So
yeah, it's also,
get down on
it's also great for, making people impressionable.
Lullabies.
Like, it's the 5-year-old whiskey.
Oh, man.
I don't mean aged 5 years.
Oh, that's even worse.
No, this is all bad. This is all bad.
Oh,
if you're
man.
Listening, don't pay attention.
Oh, man. Next up.
Hold out for 5 minutes.
Next,
it'll be good.
Next item
it'll be all be over
for auction.
Soon. That's what she said.
10 two-way mirrors.
10 two-way mirrors?
Why does he need 10 two-way mirrors?
Because he's a little freak. I don't know.
Oh, my
Michael
gosh.
Jackson. Figure it out.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to use my imagination. I don't want to know anything about this.
We got to keep it on the up and up. It's got to be so we can keep an eye on his staff. Make
yes,
sure they're
yes,
working
yep.
something. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I were Michael Jackson, I wouldn't want to be keeping an eye on my staff, dude. I don't even know.
His staff needs to keep an eye on him.
Sure, it's looking at him all the time, man. It's,
oh, yeah.
Like, oh, no, that's Gilles. He's local. He's local. He's local. He used to be black, now he's wild. Muy loco.
What else do we got on this list, man? What's he? I mean, he's got. If he sold all that, he'd be up to maybe like what,
yeah,
about 50.
Yeah,
something
like
that.
This stuff. I thought he would have some better stuff, but apparently not. Chuck E. Cheese style ball bin.
Oh yeah, the ball pit. Those are.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
That's pretty.
Whoa.
No, Michael Jackson was all over
Cartman. This one's no
so.
Good. This one's no good. The rare copy of the Art of Kama Sutra Barney edition.
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
Very rare. You can't even get it on eBay.
Man, I don't even. I love you.
Yes, he does.
And then the French underhand grip, you know?
Yeah,
it's
man,
game
with,
over.
Man, that stuff's. That's orgy status, man. It's going to be I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love all little boys in the world.
Oh,
and like
no.
a rainbow. Oh, my God.
That's too much, man.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
Stayed in the bathroom.
Man, Yep.
And
now, wait a minute. Are you sure this is an auction list and not like a confiscated items list? This is we're not talking about evidence here, are we?
It could be. Maybe you I did get a hold of this through sources I can't reveal.
Oh no.
We better check Snopes just in case.
Last item on the list. I guess there are 10 pairs of child size ashless chaps. Ranging in sizes from slim to husky.
Yeah, with that.
Come on.
We're out.
Look at my penis. And everybody's like, oh my God, it's a French underhand grip. And it's sick as shit.
The brain!
Oh,
or the goat.
I like the bat wing.
Do you know about the flying squirrel?
See, if you take the time to appreciate this, that's the best thing. Every freaking, after every like, example, it's like, now if you take the time to appreciate this.
I don't know if we want to go from talking about Michael Jackson to penises. It's just
it's microphone blowout in three, two,
you know, wrap around,
one.
Reach.
Oh, nice!
And there he goes again, blowing out the levels. I love you, Eminem.
Okay, well that's about it. All right.
Well,
I
Dane,
had a good time, guys. This
But Dane's not done. DC.
I got more stuff to
DC's
talk about.
Not done.
Whatever, dude. We'll get there in a second.
You want to talk about the flying squirrel some more? The
I like
mother
the,
brain?
I like
or?
The flying squirrel, the brain.
DC has a issue.
It's all excellent. I just want to make sure we wrap up the MJ issue.
Oh, the MJ thing? Yeah.
The Michael Jackson thing?
Yeah, he's a sick little fairy.
It's in the time that we took in these breaks, we definitely verified that this is not the... it's not the... sale
list.
It's not the auction list. It is actually a list of confiscated items from Neverland
that
Ranch.
Will be auctioned off.
The government needs money, man. Where do you think we're going to get our $600 in May?
They are more tenacious than any gangster.
Right.
They will get their cheese. Don't take the cheese because they're going to get you.
Whatever the cheese stands alone, damn it.
Dude, government cheese, don't take it.
Government cheese.
Because they'll get it back.
No.
The man always like gets that. Theirs. The man... Don't fuck with the man.
It's better than playing fucking Dirty Thumb.
What?
I don't know, man. Sometimes it's not too bad.
I don't even want to know what that is.
Okay.
I think Michael Jackson does, though.
No. Wait, did you introduce? No, you were. It was I introduced it to you. Yeah. All right, Dirty Thumb. We used to play this back in the day when Dane and I worked together. DC. And basically, we used to have a lot of downtime at our job. So.
Nice.
Not that we played this.
Downtime.
But we like to talk about this game where you stick your thumb up your butt and you pull it out, and whoever has the dirtiest thumb wins the game of Dirty Thumb. Not recommended.
I was hoping it had nothing to do with that, but it does.
It's absolutely 100% what you think of.
Oh.
Needless to say that these are all delightful euphemisms for standing around and not having anything to do, but the better part of the day is spent standing around like, well... I could look over here and remove some viruses, or I could go over here and install a video card, but I'd kind of rather stand here and
play Dirty
look at the weirdo checking out DVDs across the way.
Those DVD collectors, man.
I want Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, but don't forget about Chad. He's like, hey, dude, come here. Check out this hot chick in this aisle. And you're like,
oh, man.
All right, dude, whatever.
We're
I'm not
we're
doing
so
anything.
Detached now that I don't even care, but I love it that that guy would chew all the time at work. Manager at a well-known retail establishment,
big
walking
box,
around on the floor,
blue shirts,
chewing tobacco,
checking out
the price tag logo.
The underage
guys are managers, and if anytime.
What happened,
dude?
You guys aren't allowed to give me things to play with. I have this, I don't know. I was just like, ooh, look at this crap.
He's popping the caps. You knew we were rolling. You always got to be the one that talks as soon as we hit record. Like, you're the first in, and I'm the last out. That's always how it happens. That's what she said. Oh,
you know you love it.
Oh, man, look at that spike.
Don't hate me
look
because
at
I'm
that.
A star.
Oh, love it. Oh, yeah.
It's all
yeah.
good, man. I'm having fun doing this. Mm-hmm. So, sex offenders.
Yeah, they,
what the
yeah,
hell?
Yeah, what the hell indeed?
Why did we start talking about that?
Like 8-year-olds, dude.
Moving right along. What would if Michael Jackson is not going to live next to you, but what if someone less shall we say visible in the public eye did?
Right.
What he still had the same how should we put this methods.
Right, right, right.
So pretty much what if there is a survey that we found online, what would you do
very
if a
accurate.
Sexual offender moved in next door? All right. 8% of people said they'd actually be okay with it. You guys are idiots.
8%.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
So almost 1 in 10.
Yeah. Which, to their defense, what are you going to do? You know?
But still, it was like, it's not, they're not like saying, oh, I don't know what to do. They're actually, they're going as far to say, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't care. They yeah. can put little boys in their basement and do whatever the fuck they want.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Right. Well, yeah, no. to make it clear, to make it clear, the whole reason we're making fun of the whole Michael Jackson thing is to stop, you know, that crazy bullshit that
hey,
goes on. So,
hey, yeah. You guys out there.
I hope that goes without saying.
Don't touch little boys.
Exactly.
Right? Listen
or
to
little
me.
Girls.
Drop
or
it.
Pretty much
just
anybody.
Drop it.
Dogs, yeah. Squirrels. Yeah.
If they're under 18, don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just,
yeah, just
public
dogs,
service.
Squirrels.
Yeah. Public service announcement. Don't touch the youngins. That's wrong.
Don't
yeah.
be such a little weirdo.
The 8% of the population that think it's okay.
Weird chicken. What did you call Michael Jackson?
I don't know. An odd duck.
Odd duck. Yes.
Don't be
a weird odd
he
duck.
Is a, he is a wet bag of fruit.
Don't be such a freaking fruit bag.
Fruit bag.
Okay. Anyhow, 8%.
8%.
Are okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then we've got 64% of people say they would be cordial but cautious. So they'll probably say, hi.
Yeah.
And then they're going to turn their blinds down and put their kids in private schools and
right.
all
seven nannies and
yep, yeah. put up all kinds
armed
of privacy fences, get
and
call ADT. And I call those people pussies. You got to take the bull by the horns and confront this mole.
So what are the other percentages? Where do you all fit right. in the dude?
6% dislikes them.
Just dislikes them.
Yeah, what? Dislike. I mean, that's just kind of...
Dislikes yeah. having them there, so there's
yep, right?
not really like
so they're
that
just,
in
they,
action.
They're still not going to do anything about it. They're just like, that's no, not cool.
That sucks.
Yeah. And then we got another, 8%. Looks like they're going to move.
So maybe I should have wrote these down so we could, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's hard to decipher the.
I write in hieroglyphics.
We should scan some of his writing and put it up for you guys so you can understand what's
it's
going
all
on
good,
here.
Man.
Anyhow, so I'm sorry, I was talking.
Yeah, there's one more. And then the final 12% say they would drive him away. So I guess they would. I don't know. I want to know how they're going to drive him away.
I was gonna
are they going to pretend to be ghosts?
Like Frankenstein. With, like the town mob with the fire sticks and the bats
yeah.
with
yeah.
the nails sticking out of them and swinging and burning. And
there's only so many flaming bags of dog
poop yeah, exactly.
put on somebody's porch before they're like, all right!
I get the picture.
I'll take off.
Clippity clip.
Oh, now who's blowing out?
Look at me blowing out the mic.
Yeah, yeah. Eat it.
Man.
Take it down. Take it down.
All day, that's how I do it.
All day.
So
all I do is blow out mics.
yeah, what? Anyhow.
So what would you guys do in the situation? Dane, you're the only one here with child.
Man, I have a hard time with that kind of stuff. There is actually like a legitimate search for sex offenders in your area. They have to be registered with
the state, right? Yeah.
There's a website that I found called felonspy.com
yeah.
that
was awesome.
Oh my gosh! If you guys get a chance,
losers.
Check it out and send them some hate mail. Like, if you're gonna put this shit online,
not bombs.
Yeah,
email.
Yeah,
hate email.
Just be like, dude. The first line, the very first sentence says, basically, to paraphrase, we're all about high quality information, accuracy. So I do a search for my home, and it comes up with like Hector Gonzalez living right across the street,
there are like
who I know.
20 hits.
Yeah,
in this
ridiculous.
One square mile.
I live out in the boonies, man. There's like 7 houses within maybe like 1,000 yards of me, and it told me that there's 20 people that live in this area that have different sex offender, like ridiculous stuff, like heinous crimes. So I'm
Not good.
Let me do another search. And I search again, and they live in different places, and they're all different names again. So I'm just going to head and call bullshit on this thing. I'm not saying that it's bullshit, but it sounds an awful lot like bullshit to me.
Oh, I'm
so
saying it's bullshit.
Bullshit.
There is a website that you can check out for the whole sex
Shit's
offender
weak.
Thing. We're not trying to get all serious on you here, but seriously, for the 8% of you out there that are like, I don't care, you must be a sex offender. You better change your paradigm,
yeah.
dude.
Wow. That is an excellent
we
observation.
Just had an epiphany here at the pub. So for me, I'm very nice. I don't call people out on a whole lot of stuff. But if they're if there's somebody in the neighborhood, I'd be careful. I'd just watch out. If they approached me and wanted to like borrow sugar, they might end up with
give me some sugar, baby.
No.
They might end up with a dog in their testicles. Is all I'm saying. if I have a trained attack pup. That would go after them. But other than that, man, people are people. If they have to be registered, hopefully they can change their ways. I believe in people, whatever. But for the most part, I would not want to associate with them.
I agree with South Park best. We're all for equality and all, but you like little boys. Fuck you.
Yeah. So we get your point on it. What would you? What percentage would you fall into?
Since I am without child, I don't really give a fuck. I'm not going to lie. Like, whoa. I mean...
Yeah, what are they going to do to you? You're out of their demographic.
Be
so.
Like, oh, wow, I'm 25. Sorry, I'm a little too old for you. Should have came and got me 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, you're out of my league.
Man, speaking of, never mind. The teachers nowadays with the sex with the children.
Oh, yeah, luckiest little boy in America award.
Yeah, well, some of these teachers are amazing. I'm sorry to change the subject so drastically like that. Dude, but, I mean, it basically falls in the same category. I just want to know where were these hot teachers when I was a kid. Cause
yeah, what WTF, man.
Man, it's the same thing all over the place.
We had a hot...
Moms
like,
are the same way. The teachers are the same way. People that work at stores, everywhere, man. People are just getting hotter all over the place.
I think it's just because we're getting older.
Or it's because there's more plastic injection in the system and a whole lot of fake going on.
True that.
Priscilla Presley.
Or, you know, shallow morals and, you know, self-image. But, you know,
it's all about the short skirts and the large breasts. That's all I'm saying. And,
you know
there's
what?
Nothing wrong with
that.
You
know what? I'm not going to hate on that.
But
in fact, I'm going to jump on that bandwagon.
It's...
But you're going to jump on the bandwagon for just, in general, like short skirts, large breasts, or natural. Like, if you're hot, flaunt it, cool. But why do you got to fake it? Like, if everybody's got to have their own...
For the benefit of society.
Oh, right. And who is it?
Because I need something to
me,
look at.
Baby.
When I go
me.
Down to campus, so. I want to look at something. I don't care what the fuck the professor's talking about.
Right.
I want to look at hot ass.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
excellent.
Right. Well, you know, that's just sticking with the metal ways.
Yes.
It's all
so
about
you two,
girls.
Won't be procreating then. Thank you for putting those ideals to the grave.
Do you think there needs to be more little mics running around here? I mean,
I'm
angry enough for more than...
And I'm in the same boat, so yeah. I decided a long time ago that I'm not going to have kids. I still physically can. But I'm
no
not going to.
Dude, don't show me. Jay. Put that thing away.
Let's do it.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Bing. Oh, man. It's too good.
Wow. All right. We're just kind of all over
the
place.
Wow. This just went downhill fast.
Oh, whatever, man. It always goes down. You got bad things to say about every show, and then it turns out good. So
yeah.
I like it that you're saying that. It means we're going to have a good show.
Yeah. I didn't mean the show. I just meant the conversation.
Oh, whatever. It's been downhill.
True that.
We talked about Michael Jackson, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, the only other thing I was wanting to mention, if we were allowed to segue now, is I've noticed a...
Boobs?
I feel like there's an overwhelming amount of roadside graves lately.
Graves are monuments, are
whatever they are.
They're not actual graves. That would mean the body is beneath them.
Well, I don't know what you would call them.
Under the highway.
Whatever they are, it's a marker of where someone died.
Right,
Although I don't have a problem with people grieving and mourning in their own way, it's a little frustrating to me to drive down a road and, like, see... You know, to me, like, special place. Like, you have them in a gravesite. You have your memories of them.
You
but
there and...
why do you need to mark a tree that somebody drove into because they were drunk at
yeah.
4 o'clock in the
you know,
morning?
I'm slowly coming to your side on this.
I mean, and I almost didn't want to bring it up because I don't like talking about that stuff. You guys know me. I'm very, I kind of play the middle a little bit. I don't like to be...
Wishy-washy.
Too... Well, I'm very opinionated.
You're a flip-flopper. Voting for you.
I'm going to start calling you Captain Wishy-Washy.
But the thing is, I have strong opinions about certain things. The stuff that I don't have an opinion about, why
like
would I want
to
form one? Because I'm like,
I love steak.
I love me some steak.
No,
medium
dude,
rare, nothing else.
I got two things to say about that. Number one, why is it only crosses? I never see Star of David's or what?
I never see any Kwanzaa
like
trees.
Egyptian religion or anything like that. So
what is the Egyptian religion?
So I think... Never mind, I won't say that. But basically, the Christians need to drive a little bit safer, so be careful out there.
Well, something to be said about that, you know?
And then the other thing is, I actually notice a lot of them, because I commute back and forth sometimes on 127, and there's a lot of them on the straightaways of 127. So, what the hell? Seriously, I don't even know how to verbalize what I'm trying to say, because... You can't spin out or flip your car if you're going straight.
Right.
Maybe someone, there's a million things going to happen on the highway, but
there's a lot. But the point is that they're there. And, you know, I started
I don't like
it
because it's a serious buzzkill on my daily drive.
Well, not. I mean, I don't care about it that much.
I like the flowers.
I'm
like,
much,
oh, it's
like,
beautiful.
I think about it in these terms. If somebody unfortunately had an accident and, you know, totaled their car in the tree in my front lawn.
And totaled their brain.
It'd be hard for me to tell the, you know, if the family wanted to, like, put a little monument to this person there. It'd be hard for me to tell them no, but I'd have to because I don't want that stuff on my property.
No, dude, what you do is totally you just point them back to this podcast and you say, pull up podcast number four. You listen to 20 whatever minutes in and you say, listen, that's all I'm saying.
Right.
The end.
But that, and that's all I wanted to bring it up for, just to let people know, like, it's kinda okay to not, you know, remember the people how they were, not, you know, because they wiped out 100 miles an hour on a straightaway.
Because they're all hopped up on goofballs.
Right. I mean, whatever it is. So
where do you get those goofballs?
I wanted to see how you guys thought about it. If you guys got any feedback about this stuff, you know, this is definitely an open forum. If you got thoughts on this, send us a message. We like the comments. People have been really hitting up the shout box, blowing it up, if you will.
Shout out.
Kind of like we do with the mics over here. So
shout out, baby.
Yeah, sorry about cubs. That.
You're all good. So what else we got, guys? Anything else to talk about?
You know,
I mean,
what?
It's getting late. It's pretty much.
What's
I'm
going
about
on
to
here?
Finish up my sixth beer. It's some NyQuil.
Oh, it's VapoRub.
Yeah,
VapoRub.
You don't want to drink that, brother.
I was like, sweet NyQuil. I'm gonna rock out tonight. No, fail.
Liquefied Vicks VapoRub. It's not just the schmutz that you put on your chest.
Schmutz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
how
you doing? Yeah, open your mouth, baby. Here it comes.
It's been a pretty good night so far. Is there anything else for the good of the order?
You know what? I think this is a good time to say goodnight.
Yeah.
Wee.
To friends and whatever else that happens, and drink some beers and drink some whiskeys.
Thank you for listening to the Pub Show. We got the dude in DC with our special guest Metal Mike, who's becoming a regular.
He's soon to be our European correspondent.
Oh,
correspondent! Baby. Thank you for filling in the blank. I was thinking about that on the break. Oh man!
Hopefully, you guys will hear from me before I'm in Sweden.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we'll do another one. The way it's going, we're putting these out every week and a half. So
if you can like fold up one of those really hot Swedish blondes in your travel on, that'd be awesome.
I'll bring one back for everyone, but
that'd
I get to
sweet.
Stay at my house.
If you guys have listened this long, we really do want to hear about it. Send us your messages. Let us know we're doing a good job. Encourage our egos.
Freaking out, man.
What are you freaking out about?
I keep you clicking like, it. And oh, I'm just the... like, I can't stop. I'm sorry.
And it's pretty cool. It's a nice little noisemaker.
Yeah, baby needs his rattle.
See you, bye.
The Pub Show with Metal Mike. DC, the dude.
What up?
Thepubshow@gmail.com. Thepubshow.googlepages.com. Anything else? Can we get more URLs in here? Can we get more ampersands?
We got a MySpace.
MySpace. What do you know the MySpace?
No, I don't. I'm
trying to train you, dude.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/thepubshow.
I would have assumed that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Glad we snagged that one.
Booyah.
Click, click, you see you, bye.
Good night, Seattle.
Eight-year-olds, dude.